Chapter 6, The Kissing Lesson. It was Friday evening. Dawson was in the living room of his house. He was looking at the rubber model of Joey Potter's head. Dawson was very good at making models. The model head looked a lot like Joey's head. He looked carefully at the lips. The rubber lips looked a lot like Joey's lips. Dawson was looking at Joey's lips, but he was thinking about Jen's lips.
"I almost kissed Jen on Monday," he said to himself. "Maybe I will kiss her soon. But when I do kiss her, I want it to be a good kiss. I don't know anything about kissing girls. What's the best way to kiss someone? Someone who you like very much? I don't know. But I want Jen to remember our first kiss. I want her to remember it forever. So I need some information about kissing. Who can help me with this? Pacey doesn't know anything about kissing girls."
At that moment, Dawson's father came into the room.
"Hi, son," Mitch Leary said. "That model head is great. Have you almost finished shooting the scenes for your movie? Do you want any help with it?"
"Hi, Dad," Dawson said. "Thanks, but I don't need any help with the movie. We'll finish shooting it on Saturday. But, there is something that you can help me with. I need some information. I want to know about the best way to kiss a girl. What's the right way to do it? I'm worried about this."
Mitch smiled and laughed quietly.
"When I was 15, I worried about kissing too," he said. "But there isn't a right way to kiss a girl, Dawson. You put your lips on her lips. If she likes it and you like it, then you did it the right way. The only information that I can give you is this. When you kiss someone, you mustn't think about anything else. You must empty your mind. And the girl must empty her mind, too. It will only be really good when you've had some practice. But there are some simple rules. Try kissing the model head, Dawson. I'll tell you if you do something wrong."
Mitch Leary held up the rubber model of Joey Potter's head.
"Rule 1. Your lips mustn't be dry, Dawson," he said. "Make your lips wet with your tongue."
Dawson moved his tongue over his lips. Then he carefully kissed the model head on the lips.
"That's right," his father told him. "When you've had a little practice, you'll be great. Now, try that again."
Joey walked quietly into Dawson's house. The front door was open, and Joey didn't ring the doorbell. She came to Dawson's house whenever she wanted to come. She had been doing this for many years. She didn't have to ask anyone about it. Today, she wanted to see her friend very much.
"I was unkind to him on Monday," she said. "I need to talk to him about my feelings."
She moved quietly through the house. Outside the living room, she stopped. The door was open. Dawson and his father were inside the room. They hadn't heard Joey come into the house. Dawson was looking at a rubber model of her own head. Mr. Leary was holding the head in front of his son's face. Suddenly, Dawson started to kiss the model on the lips.
"That's great," Mr. Leary said. "Now, do it again, but close your eyes this time. That's rule 2. Always close your eyes."
Dawson closed his eyes, and he kissed the rubber model of Joey's head again.
"He's kissing me," Joey thought. "Dawson wants to kiss me. He's asking his father about the best way to kiss me."
For a few seconds, she felt very happy. But then she had another thought.
"No, that's wrong," she told herself.
Suddenly, she felt very sad.
"Dawson doesn't want to kiss me. He wants to kiss Jen Lindley. He's asking his father about the best way to kiss Jen."
Suddenly, Joey no longer wanted to talk to Dawson about her feelings. Very quietly, she turned and walked back to the front door. And very quietly, she left the house.